All right, Teach Better family, we are back with the Admin Mastermind recap, and I have the wonderful Katie Minglin, who seems to be recording with me a lot lately.
Yeah, together a lot. No one stopped it yet, so let's keep the party going.
And we actually gave Jeff and Ray an out, they still allowed us to be on camera together.
Hey, cheers to that, friend.
Why, thank you. Actually, I do need some more coffee. All right, so Admin Mastermind, we had a lot of folks in there, which was super encouraging. I love to see all the faces. I just want to mention real quick that we have a brand new Admin Mastermind Facebook group. It's private. I sent that out via email. I'm going to do that again this week so that folks, if you haven't got a chance to jump in there, we've already got some conversations going on. We've got some resources being dropped. So the idea behind that Facebook group, Katie, is for us to make sure that we're collaborating and connecting throughout the week beyond our Tuesday morning. So
What I love about it is that people who, for whatever reason, might miss Mastermind morning sessions on Tuesdays, it gives them an opportunity to be part of the conversation. So if you're someone that has not been able to join us for the multitude of reasons, we totally get that. But join the Facebook group, because then you can stay with the conversation. You can still watch these recaps on YouTube and still feel like you're a part of it. And then hopefully whenever your schedule actually allows, then maybe you can kind of jump in and not feel completely lost. You can be a part of the convo.
Yeah, I love it. And so, you know, I always start these sessions off with these hard-hitting questions.
You do. You like to get our brains moving.
This one is probably more on the personal level, but it did connect to our conversation because we were really touching on proactive strategies with students, because as we know, if we don't build strong relationships with kids, it's really hard when it's poor behavior and having to address that. So the question this morning is, if you could host a teacher student talent show, and I guess it could be admin student talent show, what unique talent or skill would you showcase to surprise and delight your students, deepening your bond with them? And Katie Minglin, you threw out a story that was hilarious. I don't think it was really a skill or a talent, but was pretty funny.
It was, so I shared that in seventh grade, I still remember challenging my seventh grade teacher to a cartwheel contest because I thought adults couldn't do cool stuff like that. I wasn't really strong at cartwheels, but I was like, I've got to be better than her. And in an all-school assembly, she totally kicked my butt and did amazing cartwheels. But the reason it like immediately came to my mind was I was on the other side of it. And how many years later do I still remember that moment? My friends still remember it. They still bring it up. And so I think it is important that we show our students that there's a human side to us. I loved someone shared today that they would showcase their what they grow in their garden and the things that they make, because that is something that you probably are really passionate about, but maybe you would never share with students in a typical classroom or lesson. But, you know, dance offs were shared and, you know, just different like kind of quirky things. I just think there's so much that defines us as humans that sometimes we shield from students. And the question is like, why? Why do we have to be that way? Why can't we like really kind of show students who we really are?
Yeah, I know I played in several student teacher basketball games as both a teacher and admin. And I always got a lot of comments of like, you're actually athletic, you know, like they were surprised I could actually go beyond just walking down a hallway, which was always surprising to me. Like I was a coach, like you should know,
right?
At least like do certain things. Right. It's funny how students don't actually see you beyond your role. And I love some of the comments like opera singing and baton twirling and all these different skills that we just didn't know, ballet dancing, you know, like you said, dancing. So there was a lot of talent out there in the Admin Mastermind. And so it was fun to kind of see a different side of our leaders with that question, but it is important. And it was kind of a bridge, as always, to kind of our topic for today, which was the proactive stuff. So I threw out like strategies, like what are strategies used for admin to build with our students? Because Katie, as you know, it's different. It's a different kind of relationship as an admin versus a teacher. A teacher, you see your students every single day. Right. You have those opportunities to build those relationships, but that's not always the case with administration. Sometimes I get a student to come to my office in the middle of the year I maybe have seen them in the hallway.
Right.
I don't know their name. I don't know their background. I don't know their family.
Yep.
And so it's really hard to like establish that right away. So, you know, I was hoping that we would, you know, be able to share out some examples for our admin, but then also some strategies to build for our teachers, because it's great for them to, you know, learn those strategies, because we can't assume that our teachers just know how to build strong relationships. So Katie, what was your takeaway from this question in regards to strategies to build strong relationships?
Well, you know, the question was kind of twofold. Like you said, it was not just how do we build those relationships from the administrator side or some of those leadership sides, but also then how does that trickle down to build that culture where it's across the board, teachers, instructional coaches, everyone is, you know, creating that sense of community. And I did love that some people kind of shared, you know, we talked for a while, like about advisory or what the idea of advisory, whatever you might call it, how that can be really proactive in establishing just more intimate relationships with students, getting to know them on a different level. I shared just like simply getting everyone out in the hall. I mean, it's pretty easy to just have people standing in the halls as kids are coming in during passing period. I know that there's always things happening in our rooms. There's always excuses on, you know, well, I have to go to the office or I have to go do this, but just being setting the climate of everyone just is in the hall saying hi to students and greeting them is such a big and powerful thing. But then also just the idea that it's creating a sense of like, we are in this together. And that was kind of where I feel like we landed for a while of establishing that it's not just like the teacher's school or the principal's school or my classroom, but it's, we are kind of a family unit and we are all contributing to this and, you know, having open conversations. And I know we've talked about it in the past, but it makes a big difference in that idea that a student feels like they are a part of it and not just an attendee of school. And so I did love people who were sharing some of those specific examples of how they make that work and how the conversations go, because it can be kind of, I don't know that I would say overwhelming, but like if you're someone who has never had that mindset, it can be hard to like switch that mindset to think the students are equal members of this classroom as I am, and we're all contributing to the school community. So I know you guys kind of had similar things at your campus, Josh. So kind of what did you take away from that conversation?
Yeah, I think folks were talking about, you know, being consistent with the relationship building in the classroom, trying to establish that in advisory specifically. I know we talked about that as far as like having a certain amount of time to go through SEL components. I think too often in the classroom, we spend like the first 2 weeks of like diving in and trying to get to know our kids. And then as the year goes on, that goes away. And I think it's just something that we just need to instill. And that's what we did with our teachers, was like trying to make sure that we instill these brain breaks and these opportunities for check-ins and things where it's something that you have to touch on every single day. And, you know, we're going to talk about this a little bit later, but like the relationship agreements and things that we put in place was to make sure that students knew the expectations. They knew that we cared. We wanted to learn more about them. And it wasn't something that we were just checking off on a box to say for the first week, you know, we're going to really dive in and get to know our kids. But it was something that is instilled in our lesson plans. It's just something that's natural. We did relationship circles all the time. And honestly, we got to a point where our kids just like begged us, like, can we please do this?
Yeah.
And it took literally like 30 seconds to a minute of time in the classroom. So it didn't take a lot of take a lot from the lesson. But what it did was it allowed kids to make connections with their peers and with their teacher. And that was so powerful. And so I would just give anyone that's listening right now, for our admin, like I'm giving you permission, like to instill this. And it's not just about SEL. It's just about, you know, building relationships. And if I saw, like as an admin, if I walked by a classroom and someone was doing a relationship circle, I walked in that classroom and I jumped in the circle myself, because I wanted to get to know my students on a deeper level. I wanted them to see me as a person and trying to make some connections. So like when I did see them in my office, hopefully it wasn't the first time I saw them.
Right.
Hopefully it wasn't the first time I had a conversation with them. And hopefully it wasn't the first time I didn't know anything about them. Like I actually had some positive interactions. So, I mean, Katie, this session, we didn't really have like too many questions that we went through just because it was such a rich conversation.
Well, and Josh, you bring up such a good point too, when you're when you say that, you know, you wanted your students in your campus to see you as a human, that's huge, because we know inevitably we will lose our cool at some point because we're sure. human. But how much easier is it for a student to identify that we are human and we make mistakes, and to be able to like kind of forgive and move on, versus the only interactions they might have with us are in those negative moments. And like you said, an administrator, sometimes that's the only time you might see a student is when it's a not so pleasant conversation or when it was a situation that didn't go well. And so if there's no relationship established, it makes that conversation so much harder.
Yep.
So I think it's important to understand that the purpose behind it is that we are seeing each other, both sides, as human. But to kind of tag onto your challenge, I would also challenge you to, as administrators or teacher leaders, when you're thinking of a staff meeting, how can you embed some of those things with your staff and set the tone of, I'm modeling things I want to see in your classrooms. So I know that, you know, we've filled out surveys at the beginning of the year or done get to know you stuff at the beginning of the year, but how often do staff meetings do that throughout the year? How often do you do those icebreaker things, which I know we've talked about the pros and cons of doing it, but like we do the same thing as adults, as we think, oh, check, done. We got to know everybody in our building on that first week of, you know, school. And now we don't need to worry about it. When the reality is like, there could be a whole lot of things that maybe a teacher missed those days, or maybe something happened, or maybe a teacher's finally comfortable to share. So continuing to model what we want to see in our classrooms is just as important, because it shows teachers the value that we are all human and we are all together, from the leadership at the very top all the way down to the students. So yeah, I totally agree. We didn't get into a ton of questions, but we covered a lot of conversation.
Yeah. I'm so glad you said that, Katie, because we did as admin, like we would do something that was very similar to what we would want to see them do in the classroom. Mm-hmm. And then we'd actually like bring that to light of like what we just did is something that you can bring to your students and use. And we were very intentional about trying to make sure every single time we were with the whole staff that we did something that they could bring back to the classroom for this relationship building process. So yeah, I love that. The next piece we talked about was sharing creative proactive techniques to set clear expectations. And there's a little pause here because I think everyone was kind of mulling over like what has been done and what has been successful. But I did want to make sure that we have some collaboration on like preventing behaviors before they arise. And that's really difficult, but I think that's kind of what our whole conversation was about, was making sure that we had some proactive techniques, not only for admin, but us sharing with teachers. So, you know, what do you think was probably the things that were being shared that you took away that could be used on a campus?
Well, it's something that is kind of $1 million question. And I even said that, I said, this is like, once you figure this out, I think you've got education in general figured out, but continuing to coach students, you know, throughout the year, it's not a one and done. It's not where I'm not setting expectations and talking through things at the beginning of the year, or maybe just that semester, quarters or whatever. It's got to happen frequently. But, you know, someone kept sharing how they really keep an open dialogue with their students and what's working, what's not. And I thought it was so powerful to hear that that is something that continues to happen, because students are experiencing it through a different light than we are. You know, we can imagine what it looks like and what we think and feel and how, you know, what we want it to be. But the reality is, how are they perceiving it? And so keeping that open dialogue and allowing students to share their experience in the journey of your classroom or in your building is super important. And just building that sense of community in the culture of your school. So I just kind of kept coming back to that, which I thought was really powerful. And if a student feels like they have a little bit of ownership, whether it be in a specific classroom or in the building, maybe they'll think twice before they make a bad choice, because they feel a little bit more connected to it, you know? And I think that's a great kind of strategy to be more proactive.
I really enjoyed your comment about positive feedback with your little girl too.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I shared just that, like, I was really bad at always being positive with students. I mean, I was like a positive person, but if you paid attention, I didn't necessarily call you out, because it was like, well, duh, that's what you're supposed to be doing. But my oldest is, she comes home with something positive, you know, pretty frequently, or she can tell me about our peer that got acknowledged. And it is very small things, but it lights up her day. And I mean, there was a day she was homesick from school, and all day long I had to hear about how she was missing who was the VIP student of the day. And when I asked her what that meant, it was simply a kid got to sit in a cool chair. That was it. And it was like something so small, but it was making such a big difference in her world. And so it's just a good reminder that there are a lot of positive things and things that are going well in our buildings and our campuses. And we really should shift our focus on that, because I do think that the more we can focus on the positive, maybe that'll be a trickling effect and not always focus on the negative. You know, the negatives might go away.
And it doesn't have to be anything big. It could be a small little sticky note. It could be a sticker. It doesn't have to be.
That's literally what hers was. It was just a postcard that the teacher had pre-made, and it just had a spot for a name and three checks, you know, like three check boxes. And it was like, one was like paid attention. One was like helped appear in something else. And she had one of those boxes checked in her name, and it probably took the teacher like 15 seconds to fill out, but it was like the biggest deal in our house last night. It went on the fridge and it was a whole conversation. And so it was a good reminder for me as an educator, like those little tiny things might be really small, but make a big difference to our students.
Yeah. Well, I hope next week, if you didn't have a chance, because we know admin life is crazy, if you didn't have a chance to join us, we're going to continue this conversation with student behavior. We're going to talk about student-centered instruction next week. So if you're looking for that, we're going to dive in. And if you are checking us out on YouTube for the first time and you have no idea what Admin Mastermind is, but you're interested, you can do a free sign up at teachbetter.com/mastermind. It'll give you a Zoom link. It's the same Zoom link every week. So you can just throw it in your calendar. Super, super simple. And join the conversation. It was very rich this morning. Like I said, we had a bunch of folks there and talking about student discipline and proactive tips. And we're going to continue that conversation in the Facebook group. So if you haven't joined the private Facebook group, I'm going to email that out with the link. And so if you have signed up already, again, at teachbetter.com/mastermind, then you are going to get that link. And we've already got quite a few folks in there already, Katie, in the Facebook
group. It's kind of taken off, which is awesome. But you can also tag a friend, tag an administrator, forward the email on to people that you think might benefit. We'd love to grow our family and continue to hit those leaders all over the world.
Yeah. Well, Katie, thank you so much for not only joining the Admin Mastermind, but joining me for this recap. It was such a fantastic conversation. I can't wait to dive in a little bit further next week.
Sounds good.
And now I think I need to push a button.